We need to be like Ruth. That's why I read Ruth. Ruth learned the true God. She learned that Jehovah is the true God. And when she looked at her mother-in-law, Naomi, she said, listen, don't tell me to leave you. I'm following you. But she said two things. He says, where thou dwellest, I will dwell. And your people shall be my people. This is a sister that went out after the real thing. She knew who is the real God. But she also knew who are the people of God. And she went after it. She didn't just say, well, you know what, we'll see what happens. When she knew the reality of our God, and when she knew that God have his own people, her desire is where thou dwellest, I would dwell. So my encouragement to you is please, start thinking of the people of God, that there's nothing like them. Do we have weakness? Absolutely, tons of it. Do we come short? You don't have to tell me that. I know. Are we perfect? By no means. We're not perfect. But there's nothing like the people of God. Nothing like the people of God. It doesn't matter which local testimony you come from. You have to keep the way. You have to maintain the principles. Not I want to start jumping from one place to another because, you know, things are not going well for me here. I mean, what things? What are we talking about? What is the light that you have seen that you want to move and go someplace else? Show me from the scripture. Don't replace the people of God with the people of this world. Ruth followed all the way. And she had respect for the true God. But she had love for the people of God. So I'm going to suggest and encourage you. When you go back to your local testimony, start enhancing the meeting. Start being a support. Sometimes I use when somebody will mention a name of a young man. I don't know why I use this word lately, but I mean it. It's something, he's an asset to the meeting. An asset to the meeting. And I pray that you and I, every one of you, that when you go back to your local testimony, that everyone will be an asset to the local testimony. We need it. Trust me, we need it. Because if the Lord will keep us here, it is your responsibility with the privilege. It's a privilege. It's not a burden. It's a privilege with tremendous responsibility to keep the way. What's the next thing they did? Have you ever wondered why the scripture is putting dwelling and then the next thing he says, he said over there, and they took their daughters, the people of this world, to be their wives. Why do you think is that? Why is that step, the steps of declension is coming worse and worse? Worse and worse. It's getting worse and worse. We say, what's wrong with dwelling amongst them? No big deal. Don't make a big fuss. That's how sin starts always, you know? Have you ever, you know what? It's very rare to see that we all come into sin in a big way. It always creeps in. When the bride in the book of the Song of Songs, she says, these little who? Little foxes that spoil the vineyard. Who takes your joy away? Who takes the fruit of the vineyard from your own soul and mind? Who takes the real joy of salvation from your life? It's not this big fox that comes. It's the little foxes. What's wrong with that? How many of you ask this question, what's wrong with that? Only me? Wow. I am sorry, you guys never ask questions. It's the little foxes, watch them. Watch them. Because sin always starts that little. And then it will devour everything. But they took their daughters, to be their wives. The the daughters of the people of God and the marriages that are according to the word of God is the wife always speaks of that which speaks of subjection. That speaks of subjection. And if you don't think that the world will try to mold you and mold me to stop being subject to Christ and be subject to all what the world can offer, then you are missing the point. One thing that Satan always wanted when the Lord Jesus came into this world is him to be subject to him. Is Christ to be subject to him. You still remember talking about the world and the flesh. And he says he took him to a high mountain. And he showed him all the kingdoms of the world. And they said to him, these are all belong to me. But if thou will bow to me, if thou will submit to me, I'll give it all to you. Don't fall in the trap of the enemy. How many times are we going to keep saying it? I almost would say we heard it almost every year. Be ye not unequally yoked with unbelievers. Don't think that a woman that you might marry who might be unbeliever is going to help you how to be in subjection to Christ. You are fooling yourself. You're fooling yourself. If you think a wife, a girl that is unbeliever is going to enhance your spiritual life with Christ, you have missed the whole point. So they start taking from their daughters as their wives. Maybe because they looked prettier. Maybe because, you know, the way they dressed. I don't know. Whatever it is that they were drawing after them, they went after them. And they lost the spirit of subjection. They couldn't submit to Christ anymore. And the scripture says, and they gave wife to their sons. You know what the sons in the Bible speaks of? Of the next generation. Of the next generation, I'm telling you, young men and young sisters, unless we start getting serious in the things of the Lord Jesus Christ, Satan will keep trying 24/7 to destroy the next generation that will carry on the testimony until the Lord Jesus comes. They start mixing up their sons. Taking away from the next generation. You know what happened when they mix things together? What happened in the book of Nehemiah or the book of Ezra? What happened? What are the features when they start mixing things together? Believers and unbelievers. You know what the Bible said? They couldn't speak the Hebrew tongue. They couldn't speak the Hebrew tongue. They couldn't speak the language of the saints of God anymore.